This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
South Korean Bitcoin exchange UBIT is filing for bankruptcy following a series of hacks. In the latest incident, cybercriminals actually stole nearly a fifth of its client holdings, about 17% to be exact. It's the second time this year that the exchange has been raided. In April, it lost $35 million. Luke McNamara is a senior cyber threat intelligence analyst at cyber company FireEye. He joins us live now. So Luke, thank you so much for being with us. Sure. So obviously, Bitcoin is a very volatile cryptocurrency. It's risen roughly around 2,000% so far this year. It's been on a wild ride just recently. What does all of that mean in terms of the priorities that we should all have in terms of making it safe and ramping up security?
Well, I think you're right. It's the fact that it has appreciated so much in value this year means that it's attracting a lot of interest from various cyber criminals. In this case, we have noticed, starting really this year, North Korean actors that previously we have linked to the North Korean government and traditionally carry out cyber espionage and cyber destruction activities actually pivot to start going after places like cryptocurrency exchanges in South Korea in order to help bring in cash as sanctions have really ratcheted up this year.
So then what can be done about that then?
Well, I think one is user security, just educating users on proper security methods, using things like two-factor authentication. But I think you're also seeing, just last week, the South Korean government came out and instituted some new proposals and regulations, some of which are going to increase the security that these crypto exchanges are required to operate under.
So why have these exchanges just been so slow to respond to the threat from hackers?
I think you can't really necessarily place all the blame on the cryptocurrency exchanges. I think in some cases, we're seeing these same groups of actors going after the traditional financial sector, and they're having success there. So when you're up against an adversary like a nation state that has those sorts of resources behind it, it becomes very difficult to defend yourself regardless who the target is.
So for people at home who might be considering possibly investing in Bitcoin, they look at the numbers, they look at the massive jump and they're thinking, maybe I should get in at some point. What do they really need to be aware of, do you think?
I think they have to be aware of some of these adversaries that are out there. Some of them are more run-of-the-mill cyber criminals. And I think that the security required to properly manage and secure your private keys, which are necessary to secure your wallet and the funds in that wallet, that's really paramount in this space. So using proper security hygiene, that's something that is really essential for users to keep in mind.
Be like the DNC and use passwords like password. Or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's amazing, Scott. We were just talking about these passwords. What people still use, I think, some of the most popular passwords that they use are just, like 1, 2, 3, 4 or password and things like that. I mean, it's like, really? You haven't learned?
Yeah, a lot of stuff gets stored on your computer now. It's not the same as it was, when they first started becoming popular or the internet. Now a lot of people are through Amazon and stuff like that. Your credit card information is there. A lot of people pay their bills on online. So, your bank account and, a lot of people apply for credit cards online. Yeah. So there's your... You're putting your Social Security out there.
Yeah, thanks to Equifax. Yeah, your material's out there anyway, all your numbers anyway.
So. I was always told to use a sentence or two.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. And use punctuation and spaces in it and everything like that. And they say it's really hard for a computer to come up with that because they try a lot of other stuff before they try stuff like that.
Without a doubt. And, of course, Jordan Goodman and I have been talking about Bitcoin, and he's hot on it. I think it's still the wild ride. And a bit of the wild frontier. And, of course, we're seeing what just happened here recently with it. So it'll remain volatile, no doubt. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Also, we're going to be giving away a bunch of books, and you'll want to go and check out the website in the coming days. They'll be up there, and hey, first come, first serve from some of our top authors. They've been kind enough to send them our way. We're going to pass them on to you because that's the way we roll, because we're givers. You know that. We keep telling you, huh? Max Rice joins us right now. He is the founder of FactsToDC.com, a political activist, energy analyst, and candidate for Congress in Illinois' 9th congressional district, currently held by Democrat Jan Schakowsky, whose husband, Robert Kramer, surfaced in a James O'Keefe Project Veritas thing video that we'll talk about in just a moment. But first of all, let me bring Max on. Max, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be here. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Before we get into your candidacy, I want to talk about, because I was checking out your website last night, Facts to DC. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. It's a tool to help communicate with Congress, because one thing that we all know about politicians is they have a lot of useless our technology. They're kind of, they have a lot of technology that's kind of, you know, that we're paying for it anyways.
Mm.
Like the fax machine in particular, because I always try to get in touch with my Congress people, and I realized that every single office has a fax machine.
Right.
And so I found a way to convert emails into faxes, and so you can fax to D.C. right now, and you can click on your congressperson or any congressperson, send them any sort of message, click send, and they immediately get a fax.
Yeah, this is amazing because you talk about grassroots lobbying, and you're exactly right. The key to political change. I mean, lobbyists, this is why there's so many of them there on K Street, and they've grown to be very, very effective. But lest we forget, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. But if we don't speak, then the lobbyists have a louder voice than we do, right?
Absolutely. And the lobbyists will charge you. They'll charge you $100, what I do. Not only for free, I pay for the faxes.
Wow.
The 3 cents of fax, so you don't have to use the service.
Right, exactly.
But,
well, as you say on your website, mail is slow, email is ignored, but a fax is quick, physical, and easy.
Yeah.
The old boys and girls, they like the old school, right? Yeah, go ahead. From your job, yeah?
It's very exciting. We were having trouble, because I'm in a sales industry, and people don't respond to emails too. But when you get a fax, the beeping goes off, you get excited, and people were responding much more. And it's worked so far with Congress.
When did you start this program, the Facts to DC?
The idea was like 2 years ago, and then it took about like 4 months to make the website.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. So user-friendly, ladies and gentlemen. You go to it, check it out. It's facts2dc.com.
Yeah.
Facts2dc.com. And you go and you just put your, you know, first the state filter. For me, I'm in Florida. So I click down to Florida, and then you get to select your representatives. So they're all listed. They come up right there. So if I want to send something to Marco Rubio, boom, there it is. And I just click on Marco Rubio, and he's my selected representative. And, you know, I get to send him a message, and it's off to a fax, right?
Yeah, and if your representative won't hear back from you, because a lot of us are stuck in districts that our representatives don't represent us, you could feel free to send a fax to someone from Wyoming or a different state where they're more receptive.
Exactly.
Because that's partially the reason why I'm running, is I'm in Illinois, and I am conservative, and I'm kind of stuck. I have to travel 50 miles to find a congressperson that will listen to me.
Yeah, that is amazing. But, you know, this is what happened. And, of course, Illinois now is going to be they're on the spotlight because they're one of the salt states like California and New York and New Jersey, where its citizens, you know, they're hearing about tax cuts, and they're going to go, hey, what happened? What happened to our tax cut? How come we didn't get it? And it's because, you know, the state has ravaged their people so much that there's no room for a tax cut there.
Agreed. So much fraud and abuse. I read today that someone leaves our state every 4 minutes.
Wow.
I think it's like one of two states that isn't growing in population.
Well, thank God you're not any closer to California. They'd be running into each other, heading south or just far away from the state lines as possible. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. So now let's talk about your candidacy, Max. I mean, you want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And, you know, for you to,
yes,
you know,
sir,
to have the odds against you, and it's like the same thing in California, some part, you know, states of, you know, like New York, where a conservative is, you know, you talk about the wrong gospel, wrong church. I mean, you're just overwhelmed by the odds against you.
Yeah, and I mean, that type of thinking is why that change never happens. And I think that's why you got to be a pioneer. And I'm not concerned about the results. I'm just concerned about doing the right thing. And maybe one day the people will realize, like, how 100 years of Democrat control really hasn't gotten us too much.
Yeah, I mean, you look at
why people are leaving every 4 minutes.
Yeah, you look at the empirical evidence of what's going on here, and you go, how does this square up? It's kind of like what we've been talking about all morning long, about the middle class miracle, this Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 that Congress passed yesterday. You know, many Americans are realizing, you know, some absolute benefit. Unfortunately, for even people in Illinois that happen to be associated with AT&T or Wells Fargo or Comcast or Boeing, they're handing out bonuses to their personnel, which, you know, ironically, the Democrats said, hey, look at these guys, they're going to get the money. These corporations, they're going to get the big breaks, put the money in their pocket. It's not going to go to anybody. And before the bill is even signed, they're sending money out to the people. So how does that square up with their impression that, you know, it's just a bunch of corporate ogres that weren't going to, you know, pass the money down? They were going to take away Tiny Tim's, you know,
yeah,
cane. I mean, it's like, oh, come on. Yeah,
yeah, and it's rich because there is a lot of just pure hypocrisy. Where in one breath, yeah, they're saying this tax cut is for billionaires and it's just helping out a few corporations, but in that same sentence, they'll attack that we just repealed the individual mandate.
Mm.
And in my where I live, I only have one choice for healthcare: Blue Cross Blue Shield. And so they're complaining that they got rid of something that forces me to buy a product from a very large corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Or facing a fine.
Right.
And got a question from the Chicago Sun-Times, and they were criticizing, like, oh, my God, wow, they're getting rid of the individual mandate. Wow, Blue Cross Blue Shield's profits are going to go down. Like, it's comical.
Yeah, it is interesting how they speak out of both sides of their mouths. But the fact of the matter is that the Democrats have had 7 years to fix Obamacare. They chose not to do it. They kicked it down the road, and Donald Trump and this Republican-controlled House and Senate has a major job on their hands. And hopefully with what they experienced yesterday and realizing by coming together they can be most effective, they might be able to come back together again in the new year and do something once and for all about this hideous health care act that has been imposed upon us. More from Matt Grice after this. Stay with us.
It categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Happy holiday.
Hey, such great music, huh, for the season. Just another one of our favorites. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, coming to you fresh every day as we do, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this very independent radio show. We thank you for joining in and all the fun. And certainly in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Max Rice, founder of Facts2DC, that is the number 2DC.com. He's a political activist, energy analyst, and candidate for Congress in Illinois' 9th Congressional District, currently held by Democrat Jan Schakowsky. Max, let's talk about Jan. Who is Jan Schakowsky?
Jan Schakowsky is, I think the best way to describe her is a James Bond metaphor.
Really?
I think she's a part of Spectre, and she's the number two villain. And she's just a very powerful, corrupt figure in Illinois politics that happens to be a congressperson.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long has she been around?
20 years in the in federal, and I think like four in the state house.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? I mean, this seems to be a pattern, whether it's in Illinois, California, same thing. You scratch your head, New York, and you go, why do these people keep getting reelected? What is the magic that they have?
It's sad that, voter turnout is so low. And so, really, when, 20 to 30% of people are voting, it's 100% name recognition.
Mm.
Like, a lot of people really don't even know anything about her.
Mm.
Or even what district that she represents.
Does she even live in the district?
She does.
Okay. Well, that's good.
She's got three houses. She lives in the district in Indiana and D.C.
Uh-huh. And so what about her husband? Tell us about her husband, Robert Kramer.
Her husband is a convicted felon.
Mm.
And it's kind of like the Clyde to her Bonnie.
Oh, wow.
He's a full-time political consultant, and she's a part-time congressperson. And a majority of his consulting clients, come from her. So he's made millions off of her position.
So this is almost Clinton-esque.
That's not why he went to jail, though.
Yeah.
For check fraud.
Yeah. But this almost sounds like Bill and Hillary Clinton, but at a different level.
It does. Like, it's kind of like the minor league, the double-A version. It's still very scary and still affects my district, but it's not at the billion-dollar level like the Clintons. It's at the million, single-digit million-dollar level. He got arrested for $1.5 million in check fraud.
Now, how were they able to get so close to the Obamas? I mean, he visited the White House here, according to your records, 342 times?
Because they got him while he was young. They really, they're kind of a pillar of Illinois, Democrat politics, where, they both were directly mentored by Saul Alinsky. Rahm Emanuel's first job was working in politics, was working for Robert Kramer, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just got Obama while he was young. That's how they were able to have so much influence with them, yeah. I think 300 times he visited the White House.
So Bob Kramer, what was his political background in Illinois?
He was Saul Alinsky, direct. He was mentored by him. So he was part of that whole era of failed attempts at terrorism with the Bill Ayers, that whole generation.
Uh-huh. So
they wanted to take on the government, and they said, why not just join the government and corrupt it from within?
Uh-huh. So how did he and Jan Schakowsky come together?
He's actually her second cousin, and I think it might actually be, I think Jan's friends with his former sister-in-law.
Mm.
Not exactly sure how they met, but she really didn't really take off as a powerhouse until they got married, and I think it was 99 or 98.
Uh-huh. Well, were they both kind of... community organizers as well, or what was their claim to fame here other than being Saul Alinskyites?
Well, her claim to fame was kind of similar to Al Capone in the sense she was big on checking the expiration date of milk cartons. She was just a stay-at-home mom that was upset that the grocery stores weren't putting on the proper date when milk would expire. So that was her first cause, and it kind of... She ended up joining an organization and just eventually made her way into the Illinois House.
Now, is she an attorney?
Is she an attorney?
Yeah.
I think she has a law degree from U of I. I don't think she was ever practicing.
Oh, okay.
She worked for, what was it? Was it the Cubs or one of those special interest Illinois groups?
Mm.
But that was after the activism.
Mm.
She was mainly a stay-at-home mom.
Okay. Now, you say that you led a protest against...
we did.
Against a congresswoman, and that her husband shows up too, right? He makes a cameo appearance at the protest?
He made a few pacifiers. And it's actually, you know, it was Saul Alinsky tactics, where they want to help hold people to their own standards, where the entire protest was built around the idea that Jan Schakowsky's leading the front, trying to get President Trump to release his tax returns. She's actually suing him. She's introduced legislation. She's had protests that have shut down city blocks. And so the entire protest was centered around the idea that in 20-plus years, she's never released her own tax returns. And what information we do have is very, very indicates that there might be something more to her tax returns if she were to release them.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like a mind trip for them. And so, yeah, Robert Creamer, we had posters and we had business cards, and it was actually a fundraiser that they were having.
I see.
And, yeah, he checked by a few times, and finally we had a conversation, and he was trying to be more probing, and we just had a nice, like, one-minute honest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually very nice about it, and he admitted it was pretty clever. He's like, oh, shoot, tax returns. Yeah, we haven't released those. Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow. Like, what a surprise, yeah.
Coffee.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
because we haven't. And I don't even really, like, I don't think, you know, it's not a law to release your tax returns, but if that's what you're going to do, and if you're going to,
You better make sure you're ahead of it. Yeah, exactly.
Her supporters agree, by the way.
Right.
I'd say 80% of her supporters agree with me.
So here it is. All this time that So Max, all this time that she's been in Congress, what has she accomplished?
She's made millions of dollars for herself, which is great as an individual, but not good for us. Mm-hmm. She's only passed like four bills, and one was naming a post office, and she got a illegal immigrant off of a DUI. That was nice. That's 50% of the bill she got passed. I mean, mainly what she's done is she's been an obstructionist. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at her activity in each committee that she's a part of, all she does is she just says no and makes the process longer. She is part of the reason why it takes so long to get anything done on either side of the aisle.
Why does, the North Shore Chicago Jews keep on voting for a lady who is unhappy with Trump's embassy move to Jerusalem?
Well, there's kind of a split amongst the Jews. Like, I kind of align more with the observant Jews. And I think the secular Jews tend to be more to the left, and the observant Jews tend to be more to the right. Like, my district actually is more observant, and they're very upset. They kind of see her as a traitor. And Trump has been beyond Jerusalem. Yesterday, we just released Shalom Rubinshtein, who is a major hero in the Jewish community. That's President Trump's first pardon. Was to an Orthodox Jewish man, and he's an anti-Semitic Nazi. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, what a way to finish off Hanukkah, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy because what Shalom Rubinshtein did, I'm not going to say it was a good thing, but it was the same thing that her husband did. Instead of a year and a half in jail, he got 26 years.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
not fair at all.
No, not at all.
Kids. And he brought the kosher way of life to Postville, Iowa. Like, you know, he did some bad, but he did a lot of it too. And it was just a complete injustice that he got 27 years.
Wow, unbelievable.
By a corrupt judge, Linda Reed.
Yeah.
And you're right, the Jewish community should, you would think, would rally behind Trump. But
yeah. Well, Max, as we wrap things up, got about 20 seconds. Where can people go to find out more about your candidacy?
They can go to www.voterice.com, but also I have to give a special shout-out to my opponent, actually, Sarge Sangiri, who helped get me on the show. He's a great person.
Yes.
I believe his website is votesangiri.com, S-A-N-G-A-I-R-I. We're both in this. Just take down Schakowsky.
GSK. Cases and outbreaks of meningococcal disease, or meningitis, continue to be reported on college campuses in the United States. Teens and young adults attending college are at increased risk for meningitis because infectious diseases tend to spread wherever large groups of people gather together. Jamie Shanbaum, U.S. para athlete, meningitis survivor, and GSK spokesperson.
I was in my first semester at my dream college when I got sick. What I first thought was a flu turned out to be meningitis. I was in the hospital for 7 months, lost all 10 of my fingers, and had both legs amputated below the knee. I didn't know that meningitis could lead to that.
Although uncommon, meningitis can be fatal or cause disability, sometimes within 24 hours. In the United States, 1 in 10 of those who contract it will die, and 1 in 5 survivors will suffer lifelong impact. With many teens and young adults home for the holidays, take 5 minutes to talk to a doctor about the 2 different types of vaccines that help protect against the 5 vaccine preventable groups of meningitis. Learn more at meningitis.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
What is Christmas?
Never afraid and never stop saying Merry Christmas. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joe Sharkey joins us. Joe has had an interesting background. He's a former columnist for the New York Times, where he worked for 19 years, an assistant national editor at the Wall Street Journal, currently contributes articles to Business Jet Traveler, and has authored 5 books, including Above Suspicion, which has now been turned into a movie. Joe, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you? And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hey, I'm doing great. Glad to have you here. Thank you for your service. A Vietnam vet, served in the Navy back in 68, lives in Tucson. We're both, you and your wife, teach journalism at U of A, right?
That's correct, yep.
Well, congratulations to you both. I imagine in the world of journalism, in the world of fake news that we deal with, it's got to be an interesting opportunity for you to teach these up-and-coming journalists some forgotten standards that are being employed today that I think is, you know, kind of having a negative impact on journalism today, unfortunately.
Yeah,
what do you say?
That's a very, very good point. I think, you know, if you take Above Suspicion, the book, that I wrote some time ago and then updated earlier this year, it's narrative journalism, and you know, meaning that everything in it is true. And I tell students, okay, this is it's long form journalism, it's narrative journalism, but it's based on basic reporting techniques: boots on the ground, knock on doors, talk to people, get their you know, get what they have to say, get it down correctly, get the quotes right, double check everything. And it's the skills that we hope to be teaching journalism students. And, you know, one of the things, Bill, that I stress on them is the skill of interviewing. I'm not sure that younger aspiring journalists are as adept at interviewing people as they should be. There's more you see kids with a notebook and they'll walk up to you and say, I've got some questions to ask you, and they'll stick the notebook in your face, and, you know, your first yeah. instinct is to recoil.
Exactly.
So I try to teach them how to get into people's, you know, get the confidence of people and let them talk and listen to what they say.
Yeah, give them an opportunity to share their story, because the fact of the matter is, as we found out, Joe, in our experiences, people love to tell their story. Give them an opportunity to do that. No matter what the story happens to be, they will be forthright with you if you want to listen. But part of the challenge, and I imagine that you're dealing with kids, and I know I deal it with, you know, with my young kids, the younger ones anyway, is that they've grown up in this microwave generation. Everything about our culture, you know, due process is thrown out the door. Everybody wants to run and get information or jump to conclusions. And, you know, even if it's wrong, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's just that they've got a conclusion to herald, yeah. which is unfortunate, and it keeps getting us into a lot of trouble. I mean, now we have a situation where an FBI investigation, things have been violated because they don't want to exercise due process. And this is coming from people who should know better. I mean, you know, elder states people who have been around the government for a long time. And wait a minute, you short circuit the process? It's not only unlawful, it's not even prudent at any level whatsoever in trying to process the truth of a situation.
Yeah, getting to the truth is always the challenge. One of the challenges that I certainly ran into and above suspicion when I spent close to a year researching it in eastern Kentucky, in the coal mine region of eastern Kentucky, is that there are conflicting stories, and you have to just keep at it diligently, going over the story. In this case, I talked to everybody involved, including the killer and his wife, and they spoke to me at great length. The only person I couldn't speak to was the coal miner's daughter, who the FBI agent murdered in a fit of anger and passion on a mountaintop one night, up because she was obviously dead. But in the movie, Bill, it was interesting that the star of the movie is Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, right.
And, you know, I didn't know her. I didn't even know much about her until I was a consultant on the movie. And when I got down there, I spoke with Emilia, who's a charming young woman, very forthright. And she was fascinated by the coal miner's daughter, which is the role she played. The character's name is Susan Smith.
Right.
And she had read the book twice, and she went over carefully the transcripts of interviews I had done with the FBI agent's wife. And I said to her, you know, after spending some time watching her, I said, Emilia, you have brought this young woman to life. And, you know, I couldn't talk to her, and I was very, very concerned that I present her in, you know, not the most positive light, but in the most accurate light I could. And when I saw her do it, I thought, well, this movie is adding an extra dimension to what I could write about in the book. So good for Emilia. I was just amazed to watch the way a brilliant young actress can do something like that.
Well, and you're putting, you know, when you're putting flesh and all the other accompanying elements to a story, when you've got a bit of a skeleton and you're piecing it together, this is a thing that most people just are not geared to deal with, and that is the hard work, you know, the extra time, the research time that's so necessary to go into these things. And I'm sure you're sharing this with your journalism students there at U of A, and I'm glad that you're on with us this morning to share it with our audience as well, because this is not something that happens in you know, a couple of weeks. As you say, you've invested a year of your life there in eastern Kentucky in the coal mines, asking questions and, you know, and maintaining doubt, because that's what leads to more questions, doesn't it?
It does, and I had actually an unusual experience for a reporter on this kind of a story in that everybody spoke to me. It was an astonishing insight into the culture and the people of Eastern Kentucky. Even when they had reason not to initially trust me, because outsiders are traditionally, you know, suspect in areas like that. Right. Once they got to know me, once they got to know that I wasn't trying to rush them into something, or I didn't have a preconceived notion, everybody opened up, and it was quite amazing. And I managed to get, you mentioned the FBI. At the time, this was one of the great black eyes in the history of the FBI, you know, an agent, a young agent. Who
Yeah, he was a rookie FBI agent, right?
I'm sorry?
He was a rookie FBI agent.
He was a rookie.
Mark Putnam, we're talking about.
And he was like the poster boy for FBI recruiting. He was vigilant. He was honest. He was the Boy Scout. He was, you know, courteous, kind, obedient, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent until that one terrible night when he murdered this girl who was his informant. And who was threatening to destroy his career by exposing an affair he had with her. The FBI couldn't talk to me on the record back then, back when I first reported it. But I subsequently, and particularly on the set of the movie, became really good friends with Jim Huggins, who was the FBI supervisor who came into this case back in 1990. Horrified at what was happening in Pikeville office in Kentucky that didn't have any direct supervision. The nearest supervisors were 200 miles away. Jim was horrified, and he took me over what I hadn't really quite understood, you know, when I wrote the book. So I didn't take it.
Joe, we only got about 20 seconds.
Oh,
so
sorry.
That's okay. No, let's pause right now because I want you to finish the story when we come back after the break. Joe Sharkey is our guest. We're talking about his latest book that's been updated, also now a movie, Above Suspicion, on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez Live.
Is not afraid to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Happy Hanukkah. Hey, we just wish the very best of this holiday season to one and all. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Joe Sharkey continues, former columnist for the New York Times, where he worked for 19 years, an assistant national editor at the Wall Street Journal. Joe, how did you come about the story of Above Suspicion?
Well, it was an interesting case in that it occurred sort of under the media radar. It was in the hills and hollers of eastern Kentucky, mm-hmm. literally where the Hatfield-McCoy feud had raged at the end of the 19th century. And somebody said to me that they'd heard about this because there was no trial. Mark Putnam confessed after spending a year tortured by whether he should confess or not, since the girl's body hadn't been found and nobody really knew she was dead. He confessed and boom, 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 he wrote his confession. It went to a court and he was out. There was no media trial. I heard about it.
And, of course, the FBI appreciated that because that protects their brand, right?
Well, they were, of course, yeah. And, you know, part of the deal was the prosecutor told me, John Paul Runyon was the county prosecutor, that they didn't really have a case unless Putnam confessed.
Uh-huh.
So he, the prosecutor, was in a real fix because, you know, he had to put this guy in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But there were weeks of negotiations between Mark Putnam's lawyers and the folks in Eastern Kentucky at the district attorney's office.
So now was he held in jail throughout this whole period of time?
I'm sorry.
Was he held in jail during this 1 year period of time that he was?
Nobody knew that this girl was dead. So he had been transferred to Miami. Where he was a star. He was like the kind of FBI agent you want. And all the time he was brooding about, well, I did this, and should I confess, and are they going to find that body? And they never did. And finally, you know, a number of things came together, and he confessed. And in doing so, it was important for me to realize that he destroyed his family. I mean, obviously, he had killed this young woman and destroyed her family, but he took everybody down with him, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
You know, and
well, he was married, right? He was married.
Yeah, it was. I don't like to throw around the word tragedy, but man, tragedy really fits my definition on this case. I was mentioning Jim Huggins, who was the FBI supervisor and who became a good friend during the movie shoot. Jim was stricken when he found out what really had happened in Pikeville, and he told me, you know, during the movie shoot recently, that he still thinks of this every day. Because he's a good cop. Mark was a good cop by anything we understand about what makes a good cop. He was a good cop until this horrible confluence of events occurred, and the worlds of a number of people just exploded.
Uh-huh.
So the FBI had really looked very bad because of the way they were handling informants. And this case was one of the worst examples. The coal miner's daughter, Susan Smith, she was a, you know, what you would call a high-yield informant. She was helping Mark crack cases, bank robberies, drug deals, et cetera. And he was wary of the fix he was getting into with her because she fell in love with him. Huggins told me, the supervisor, that had he been on the scene as a senior cop, as the senior agent, he would have said to Mark, look, boy, You got to be real careful with this informant, particularly, you know, it's a female informant.
Exactly.
She's helping you make your career, but, you know, she's an operator, and you got to be real careful. On the other hand, you know, I don't want to in any way denigrate Susan Smith. She was a desperate young woman with some smarts. She was she had drug problems. Her goal was to get out of that area, and she never quite knew how to do it, and it was, I mean, just the blow up was just tragic, and you know, in a really profound sense.
So it crosses the line, and now they're into a full blown affair. So this is more than quid pro quo now.
Yeah, and Mark's wife, who knew nothing about the affair, but had befriended Susan, because Mark's wife was desperately unhappy in Pikeville. In a very inadvertent way, helped to bring this thing to its awful conclusion because the marriage started to go wobbly because of Kathy's miserable experiences in Pikeville. And, you know, it's just like you can see from up high, you can see these trains about to collide. And in hindsight, it's obvious what was occurring, but it's, you know, it left a lot of serious catastrophic damage in its wake.
So then it gets to a point where it climaxes, where Susan Smith and Mark have this confrontation, and I guess she gets to that point to realize that she's not going to get out of Mark what she expected to get out of him, right? And
confrontation is the right word, Bill. Mm-hmm. And now I have this, of course, you know, from Mark's confession, but I also spoke with Mark at length. In prison, he was in federal prison in Minnesota, and I took him over this again and again and again over 10 hours of interviewing about how the murder occurred, because he was the only living witness to it, and his story held up every time, and I kept at him, you know, making just to ensure that there were no kinks in the story. It always held up that he. Mm-hmm. There was an emotional confrontation. He on a mountaintop, way out of sight of anyone else. She was a fighter. She was a street fighter. There was a fight. His story is he tried to shut her up by strangling her. And when that occurred, when he realized she was dead, he was obviously emotionally devastated, but. The weird part is he put the body in the trunk of his car, and then he had, being, you know, a reliable FBI agent, he had a meeting 2 hours away in Lexington the next day. He drove to Lexington with the body in the trunk of his car.
Wow.
Wow. And spent, you know, the day in a meeting with the law enforcement officials on another case in Lexington, and then drove back to Pikeville and dumped the body in a ravine where he says he thought that the body would be found. Of course, it was not found until he confessed when he told them where the body was. So, I mean, it's a grim, grim story. And like Jim Huggins, it affects me to this day. And it's been a while since I, you know, did the initial reporting on this.
Well, I think this is, you know, some of that other part of the story, like you and I were talking about in the first segment, and that is that, you know, when you're doing the hard work and you are processing this, I mean, 10 hours of conversation with somebody, you can't help but be affected by that. I mean, that goes into your yeah. conscience and parts into your subconscious. So it's probably no wonder, and probably as you're sitting there looking at Mark, and you go, wow, this is kind of an everyday guy. He's got the future ahead of him. He's got a lot of positive attributes. And probably it's scary in a sense, too, Joe, that you realize that if Mark could be pushed to an edge to where he would commit murder and destroy families, including his own marriage, his very life. I mean, this could happen to anybody.
Well, Bill, you've hit on exactly the point and one of the things that I still think about, which is, you know, spending time with a guy in prison who's really, I mean, he's crying at some point. He's you know, he's like a solid cop.
Yeah.
And he's crying when he's talking to me. And I thought, well, what, number one, am I being played?
Mm.
And number two, you know, what is in his head?
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do as a reporter, and you know this, is you can sort of report what you know and what you observe. And some of the reaction to the book troubled me a little bit because a lot of people, in fact, I would almost say the majority, certainly a lot of women, their reaction was that they sympathized. They knew he had done this horrible thing, but they kind of understood it. And he was rather more sympathetic in his portrayal than I thought he would be. And, you know, I still think about that. Well, did my reporting, was it utterly, it was accurate to the best of my ability, but, you know, it's still on my mind.
Yeah. Well, that's
exactly the question you asked bothers me. Almost every day I think, well, how can this happen? If he's capable of that, am I?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so. But
well, we would hope not. Joe Sharkey, as we wrap things up, where's Mark Putnam today? What?
Mark is in living in the South. He wants no part of any publicity. I mean, obviously, he's remarried, and he did not cooperate with the movie, which you know they. In the movie, he's played by Jack Huston.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically wants to keep as low a profile as possible.
You can only understand that. Joe Sharkey, I'm Bill Martinez Live. His book and the movie, Above Suspicion. Joe, thank you so much. Have a great holiday, huh? Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey.